Okay, we're going to continue with the Texas trend, and next up we've got a team from Rice University, so please welcome Swagface.
Hey, we are Team Swagface. I'm Lee, this is Lamiak, and this is Mira. What is the most common and powerful element in human communication? It's facial expression. It's simple, it's everywhere, and it can be really fun. Sorry, next slide. We use it to build our game, and we are excited to introduce you our game, FaceFun. FaceFun is a facial recognition game where players mimic funny faces and share them with friends. The better you are at mimicking those faces, the more points you get. The game now has three modes: challenge, adventure, and multiplayer. The player can sign in their Windows Live account, which allows them to sync their photo and game records in the cloud. So this is me playing the game last week. I choose the challenge mode and select the cute theme. I start from the first level. So you will see that's me mimicking that face. And I take the picture. If I got more than 60 points, I will be able to advance to the next level. And luckily, I did. So I like these pictures, I save it to my gallery. Alternatively, player can also try our adventure mode. In this adventure, there will be a magical water drop, our main character, which has the ability to attach his spirit to people by mimicking their faces. The story will progress along the river, and eventually, the player will uncover the secret of this water drop's origin. Now I have spoken to you about how I enjoy the single player mode, and Lamiak will talk about how she plays with her friends.
Okay, so for example, yesterday I set up a multiplayer mode and sent invitations to Lee and Mira, and they accepted, so we started the game. And in the first round, Mira will first make a face, and Lee and I would mimic her face. And in the next round, we would change the turn to make a face. And actually, I really like this mode because I really love making faces with my friends. Yeah. So, but sometimes it could be more interesting if you could play with strangers. No worries. We take care of this by providing you with world encounter mode. Our game will pair you with another player, and in order to challenge him, I have to make my face as funny and hard to mimic as possible. That's all for our gameplay, and now Mira will talk about our business model.
Thanks, Lamiak. How many photos do you think are shared on the internet every day? More than a billion. Hundreds of thousands of people use apps to share their moments on the internet. This is a huge market. Tons of money goes into this market, but none of the apps can offer what we provide. We use faces as an essential element in our gameplay. Now we have opportunity, we want to catch it. This is our business model. Our game will be freemium. It's free for you to play the single player mode. However, we only offer you to play the multiplayer mode once every 5 minutes. You can get extra points and level up by playing the multiplayer mode. If you want to level up quickly, you can either click on our sponsor links, invite more friends to our game, or pay money. Besides the freemium mode, we have our exceptional way to increase our revenue. The innovative ads. Why is it innovative? Let me explain. We are going to work with other companies such as Pepsi and design theme packs for them. When you are mimicking the picture of Beyoncé, you'll be impressed by the logo of Pepsi in the center of the picture. However, are you going to be annoyed by this ad? No, because it's actually a level in our game. In this way, you can actually interact with our full screen ad without being annoyed. Isn't it fantastic? We have a fantastic team as well. All of us are coders, but we are still specialized in different areas. My name is Mira, and I'm the visual artist of our team. I'm also a hardcore gamer who's always trying to ruin the game so we can fix any future bugs before it's released. This is Lam Yak. She's the algorithms designer. She's also the funny faces maker, so we can laugh at her. This is Lee, our product manager. He's also a third-class musician, but we believe his songs will be on Billboard at some time. Although we are short, our plans are not. We want to raise $200,000 for marketing, equipment, and legal services. In 3 months, we are going to put our app into the Windows Phone Store and subsequently iOS Store and Android Store. In the meantime, we are going to start our marketing campaign so we can attract as many players as possible to try our game. Once we reach the critical mass, which is 10,000 downloads, which is 100,000 downloads, we expect to have 1% of the downloads as the paid users and 3% of the downloads as our daily active players. If each player, in average, click on our sponsor links or place a ads level for 3 to 5 times each day, we estimate it to generate $18,000 to $24,000 per month. This is the revenue at the credible point. After that, we expected that the number of downloads and daily active users will increase exponentially, so our revenue will grow faster as well. Therefore, we hope to generate $250,000 revenue by May 2014. After that, we are going to develop our next generation game, which will include other features such as motion detection. This is our business plan. You make faces, you have fun, you share photos, and the next big thing is coming. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Judges, hand it over to you for 5 minutes.
First question is on how accurate that face recognition tool that you have is in matching what type of features on the face. And yeah, why don't you answer that first, and I'll ask the second one.
So first of all, we will use several filters to detect the face first, and the accuracy is like 80%, but actually we can add more constraints on that and increase the accuracy. And then we'll extract the edges of the faces. And finally, I think we'll use an established method called distance transform to calculate the distance between the edge maps of the two faces. And yeah, if the distance is larger, the two images will be less similar. So it will return a score that increases with similarity.
Just to add the face map, the edge map. So by edge map, it means all the edges on your nose, mouth, and your eyes is not just like the edge of your face. And this can be easily produced by taking the contrast and the angle of the intensity of the pixels.
And since you mentioned working with celebrity pictures, do you have plans of using that to increase virality? As in, you know, I look like Beyonce, that's something that you may want to share. Do you have any plans on doing that?
Oh yeah, so definitely. Currently we don't have Facebook integrations because we came up with this idea in such a short amount of time and we don't really have a lot of development time. But definitely, I think it's really satisfying if you get like 90 points with a picture of Beyonce or Taylor Swift and you just really want to share it on the Facebook, right? And that's easy to do. And also copyright may be a big problem, but I think for celebrities, they want to get more fames, right? So you should be right.
So have you seen, I guess I should ask, what signals have you seen that indicate this is something people will really want to play? You'd think if this is something people really were kind of you know biting at the bit to to play, that they'd already be kind of doing this on Facebook, on Twitter, comparing faces, that sort of thing. But at least in my social network, I haven't seen much of that activity.
Oh, yeah. So the idea originally came out when we are talking about Tomcat, which is a very, very popular app, and tons of people are using it. And the way Tomcat interacts with people is it takes the speeches and transforms it into a very, very funny voice, right? So we think the reverse process can be equally funny because like it's really hard to imagine that just transform speeches is that popular. And I think if the cell phone show people something, and people try to mimic that, and if we build in a robust algorithm that catch the correlation and revert, give people a rewarding feeling of, for example, looks similar with a celebrity or looks really funny, and that would be really attractive, at least to us. And we also ask other mentors if this is good. Some say it's not, but a lot of say it's very interesting, so we'll try it out.
Also, what would you say about, like, what are your thoughts on replayability of this? It seems like, you know, after you play it for a little while, share a few faces, there might need to be kind of more of an arc with maybe more features.
Oh yeah, definitely. So so she probably introduced you that like as paid user, you can unlock new themes, which we will constantly update to the game. And it's easy to do because we just need to find the pictures. And also you can have features such as photo editing. You can draw on your face after you take the picture, which is not hard either. And also you can have rank up internationally if you try the multiplayer mode. And people can challenge you based on that. And that gives people replayability, I think.
Hi guys, I like the idea. I think it's probably got more legs in the celebrity lookalike sort of competition. You know, I think I could do a pretty mean Jason Statham sooner or later if I work out a little bit more. But how much? The other interesting thing for me is the data. If you've got millions of people looking into cameras and you're doing the data analysis on their face, facial recognition is going to become a really big thing for all sorts of things. How much of the technology are you writing for the facial recognition, and how much of it are you just using existing technology?
Okay, so actually we use the method from what we learned from a class, but actually we kind of combine this method in an innovative way because like it has to be real time, and actually a lot of method in computer vision right now actually is pretty time consuming, so we have to combine them in a really different way in order to make this go.
And also, if you look carefully into our gameplay, there's a grid on the picture that you want to capture. So we assume that people are going to put their face into that grid. And that significantly lowers our like detection overheads, right? And also, we first implement the established method just to see that if there is a positive correlation between the similarity and the distance we get, like between the subjective similarity that human perceive. So after that, we think there are a lot of potentials to implement something in the cloud which can compute this thing much, much more faster. And also, it can be more accurate because currently it's like 80%, and sometimes it's not that robust, just to be honest.
Great, did you have one more question?
Just a suggestion. I was going to say to Robert and Duncan's point, like you might want to like look at the things that people are already doing on Facebook. I know there's like the doppelganger thing, and then there's the like who can like look like this celebrity better. Try and like take those dynamics and almost like map them onto like sort of your gameplay. I think that'll just be like much more natural. Like look to see what people are sort of doing already.
Great. Thanks, guys. Great job.
Thank you.
Awesome.